It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the state's top news stories of the week. Well, Jack, they huffed and they puffed and they made a deal on roads this week. What does it mean for our pocketbooks? And do we have a say?
Well, we have a say. One thing it means is we're going to have to pay $10 million for a special election in May. The legislature has sort of deferred the decision to us. On the ballot is going to be a proposition to increase the sales tax from 6% to 7%, which Democrats normally don't like, but it's loaded down with a lot of incentives for them. If this passes, they'll restore, for example, the earned income tax credit, which would be good for the working poor. Republicans like the fact that they don't have to say that they raise taxes. They're leaving it up to us. But the real question is, will the voters do it? And if the voters don't, there's no fallback proposition. There's no money then for the roads, and all this other stuff doesn't happen either.
Well, it was down to the wire. What happened to the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Jack?
Well, it didn't come up for a vote. The Senate didn't adjourn until early in the morning, I mean, almost as the sun was coming up on Friday morning, and it didn't come up for a vote. So it's dead for now, but I don't know that it's dead for all time. The legislature that'll be coming in January is generally regarded as more conservative, more members of the religious right and Tea Party than this legislature, and it could easily be brought up again. What we don't know is if it passes, if Governor Snyder would sign it.
The state giveth and the state taketh away. First, the subtraction. The Department of Human Services is cutting its budget by about $7.5 million. Now more than 11,000 people work there. Is this expected to affect services, Jack?
They say they're not going to lay off any caseworkers, and they're going to try not to, but then you have to ask, well, if they can take such a large budget cut and it doesn't affect services, why'd they have the money in the first place? I think it's bound to affect services in some way. I'm not an expert here, but it would seem to me likely that, for example, paperwork might be processed more slowly, and for people who are clients of this agency, and that's a lot of Michiganders, it's probably not a good thing.
Then there's the addition. Governor Snyder signed an executive order to create the Department of Talent and Economic Development. Will this be like The Voice meets Shark Pool, Jack?
We don't really know. The governor has always been big on talent. Last time I interviewed him, which was more than a year ago, he was really big on this, on just fostering talent. Of course, governors can create agencies and governors can get rid of agencies. We saw that with Governor Granholm. I think it depends on whether there's going to be any money put into it, what people are in charge of it, and exactly what it's going to do. We're all in favor of talent. The question is, how does the state nurture and develop talent? And that's yet to be seen, but it's a priority for the governor.
Finally, Jack, I've just got to say, I was pretty impressed that outgoing U.S. Congressman John Dingell, who just broke his hip, still did his annual jingle. He is tweeting. Now, you and I would be pretty crabby, but he has always been this way, hasn't he, Jack?
I'm very impressed that an 88-year-old man managed to tweet a very well-written poem from a hospital bed. He's an amazing person. He's been in Congress longer than anybody in history, Rena. We all know that. And he's being succeeded by his wife in January. And I'd like to go on the record as saying, I really hope that John Dingell writes his memoirs. He's been present at more history than anybody in history. And he has a fascinating story to tell. And I hope that he tells it.
Me too, Jack. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Stay warm.